Brother, Stream Media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas.
All right, we're into hour number two. Thank you so much for joining us. Webster Griffin Tarpley joins us to break down the latest on Libya and the economy coming up in 30 minutes. James Corbett and Tony Gosling both joining us, one from Japan, one from the UK, on the giant scandal with Rupert Murdoch. And the not suspicious death from the time he died, the star witness who could have brought down the Prime Minister and Murdoch, from the time he died, the police, who were also under investigation, said it's not foul play. So move along. But we're not going to move along just because they said so. Now, that's called being an extremist. If you turn the porch light on at night before you step off the steps, that's a conspiracy theory. If you question, if you gauge, I'm starting to think if you have eyes, ears, smell, taste, touch, the five senses is extremism. Again, having an opinion is extremism, is conspiracy theory. And I talk more and more about this because the hoax is now reaching biblical proportions. You've heard all the important news I've thrown out. I haven't even gotten to the top stories. I'm going from right to left over here to the most important quadrant of news. And I'll intersperse this throughout your calls and our guests coming up. But the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. And, it's first-time callers in this 30-minute block. 1-800-259-9231 on any of the news items, any of the issues that I've raised, or any questions or comments that you have. If you'd like to call in and accuse me of being a reptoid that works for the Vatican, I like to hear about that as well. It's important to not cover issues and actually talk about mindless conspiracies. 800, I'm being sarcastic, 800-259-9231. Some of the news I have not gotten to yet is this report here out of Texas and Indiana, and we told people this would happen. We told folks in Endgame, we told people in countless radio interviews, Central Texas toll roads need more state subsidies than expected. So you pay for the toll road because they're existing roads, most of them. That's illegal, but it's still done. Bush signed a waiver, executive order, guess he's king. Who needs Congress? Who needs laws? For existing roads, we made toll roads. You pay for it that time. You pay for it with the tolls. And now you're going to pay for it with billions and billions of dollars in Texas and Indiana and other states. This is how Sentra does business, the Spanish company all over the world, biggest toll road company in the world, just like Goldman Sachs is the biggest banking takeover arm in the world because they know how to come in, finance your politicians in a long-term game, take over your roads, and just absolutely rape the living daylights out of you. So we're going to be getting into that report. Also, more on the complete and total fiction, just mindless fiction of the Republican leadership. I've seen reports of Boehner, running around threatening junior House members, freshmen who are Tea Partiers, saying you've got to get behind raising the debt ceiling and 10 years, $1.5 trillion of cuts, which is cuts. None of it means anything, as Ron Paul and as the Chinese and as economists, as our debtors have said, if they continue the QE2, QE3 devaluation of the dollar. We're dead already financially. It's like Wrath of Khan, where Spock goes in to fix the generator and it gets radiated and he's stumbling around about to die, and the Captain Kirk tries to go through the door to be with his friend and help him, and they hold him back, the doctor and the engineer, and they say he's dead already. All of this is the Republican and Democratic prostitutes of the elite pimps who have maneuvered America from the greatest creditor nation in the world to the greatest debtor nation in the world, and funded their global corporate empire off our blood, sweat, and tears, and our name, which they've destroyed. All of this has been about maneuvering us into the docks to be mothballed and then cut up into scrap, and discrediting liberty and the free market once and for all, blaming everything they've done on that. And so their plan is going very well as far as execution.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Phone calls, but coming up, we're going to get into this report. Anthrax attack. Remember that right after 9/11? Justice Department destroys FBI case, then does a 180 reversal days later. Now, the fourth guy they tried to frame for it. Remember the first three it turned out hadn't done it? The fourth guy they took to an FBI psychiatric facility. He was a bioweapons researcher and killed him. And it was only in two newspapers, a minor footnote, that while he was in their custody, he OD'd on prescription Tylenol. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they finally found a patsy they could get rid of. But it's actually come out in court documents who really did have the anthrax and how the whole operation was launched. And it was the most weaponized form ever found. Remember, they first claimed that somebody made it in a bathtub? They had to keep the fear going after 9/11 and have a news story to distract you from looking too closely at the ridiculously shoddy first report of 9/11, that regardless of what you believe really happened on 9/11, six of the 10 commissioners say it's a complete fraud, and Governor Graham has come out and said the U.S. government did protect the hijackers with the Saudis on MSNBC. Well, we already knew that at the time. It was in the Associated Press and Newsweek that the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases with super secret security clearances, and no one knew why. And then that just got swept under the rug, too. Again, they're telling you that a red barn is blue. Ladies and gentlemen, it's red. America is under red level attack. The criminals have taken over. They've gotten away with bloody murder, and they're running wild in an orgy of corruption and setting up a police state grid so they can continue doing what they're doing at an even greater level. Okay, that's coming up. Steve Watson did a detailed report. Government admits Bruce Ivins did not have access to necessary lab equipment. That's the guy they deep sixed, 6 feet under real quick. It's like, well, we got to get another patsy here. This stuff's coming back on us. Okay, well, just he's going to have an accident. They could have bound his arms and legs, put a gag on him, and hung him dead with his throat slit off a front porch and said, no, there's nothing suspicious here. Look at Big Pharma's girlfriend. You know, and the son fell down the stairs and died days before. There's nothing going on here. Nothing suspicious at this house. Oh, the guy with Rupert Murdoch, who could bring him down and bring the prime minister down, who was hiding, saying men were after him in his house. He's dead within minutes of the body being found. Oh, not suspicious. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls. And then coming up, city council attempts to outlaw free speech and freedom of assembly. And this is a pattern all over the country. I was on Mancow Mueller's show this morning, and he could hardly believe it when I was reading him these articles. I know, I could hardly believe it. But it's that's what's happening. They're artificially trying to transform our society. Also, again, I'm going to get into toll roads all over the country. We're paying for them three times over. And that's how they sign the deals up. That's how this is done worldwide. Central Texas toll roads need more state subsidies than expected. Builder of Texas roads may default on Indiana project. Centra of Spain. Saw another Statesman article where they were exposing that he was Al Gore's former chief of staff, that he was for forced inoculations and for the Napa superhighways and toll roads and eminent domain. But it doesn't matter. He tells you how much he loves Jesus. He now reminds me of like Robert Tilton or something up there. We're going to be talking about Rick Perry at the start of the next hour after Tarpley joins us. Got some interesting things I'm going to cover with Rick Perry that I told you was going to run. I live in Austin. I got more insiders over there than you can shake a stick at. Rick Perry's scared to death of me, which is kind of creepy. He's told that by a Fox News host, a Fox News executive, the people that work for Perry. He sent his head media person to Endgame that premiered 3.5 years ago that he was going to be the presidential nominee in 2012. And believe me, that's who the establishment is planning to put into the presidency. His name is Rick Perry, and he's going to run with Michelle Bachmann or Sarah Palin, as I told you a year ago. The word was Palin then, but they may drop her like an old shoe. It'll be a combo hard to beat. And if you're like Obama idiots who thought, who got all into your guy winning and, oh, he's going to save us and all this, look at who's behind him. The same people behind Obama are behind Perry. And I know conservative, mainline conservatives are going to get conned again, but not as quickly and not as easily. And they're going to wake up quicker. And so will Democrats last time. It used to take 4 to 6 years for folks to wake up to a politician being a globalist and lying to them. Now it takes a matter of months. Congress has never had a 9% approval rating, so you guys just keep doing what you're doing. Also, Iran's acceleration of its nuclear program angers the West. And we talked to Bob Baer, the famous CIA officer today, and talked about the Jerusalem Post saying, no, it's not true. Israel isn't going to strike Iran in September. We're trying to get him on to break that down. We got that news. More on what's really happening with the whole budget deficit. Well, as Ron Paul has said, as the Chinese have said, it's all smoke and mirrors. They're already defaulted. They're already hyperinflating the currency. And they've signaled they're going to completely devalue it. That's why every commodity is going up, especially gold and silver. It is a planned implosion of the world economy to go into receivership to the big six mega banks, who will then offer global VAT and carbon taxes, and most people will go along with it because Bill O'Reilly has been endorsing it. We've got to pay our debts. We've got to get square. It's the right thing to do. And I hear conservatives calling in going, I'm ready to not get my military check. So my children have a future. Your children don't have a future if we don't get rid of fractional reserve banking and arrest the banksters and get rid of the Federal Reserve that got set up in 1913. If we don't get the power of the issuance of currency and credit back under Congress, no amount of austerity, no amount of cutting will ever fix anything. It's their plan to cut and screw everything up. Yes, dependency is bad with welfare because it makes you dependent, and now the bankers have an army of people that will burn every city in the U.S. if they don't get their welfare checks, and now they'll hold the public hostage with their welfare queens. They work for the corporate welfare queens. It's pressure from below and above. That's the real paradigm. Not what scumbag, fake, New World Order, Al Gore-loving Republicans tell you, like Rick Perry! And I got up here and told you what Obama was going to do, how he was going to pimp you and Mac Daddy slap you up one side and down the other, how he was going to intensify wars and torture and spending and banker raping because of his whole history, because of all the banks financing him. That doesn't mean John McCain was going to save you. He was bankrolled by the same Don King type people. Just like a Don King boxing match. Come on, folks, it's simple. Grow up. You're like, well, Perry's going to be better than Obama. Oh, really? They need a new birdcage liner. They don't want you looking at the bird, the globalist. They want you looking at the birdcage liner and what the bird does to the birdcage liner. And I'm sick of Obama. Give me a new birdcage liner. Rick Perry. And in slides Rick Perry. And then they'll have another Democrat to save you. On and on and on as they march us down the rat hole of the New World Order. Chris, Kyler, Pamela, Sean, Brian, we're going to all of you and more. Chris in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey. Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. My question mostly is in regards to how the economic breakdown, devaluation of the American dollar is going to
be absolutely horrible. It's just gonna, and the government's going to pose as the savior the whole time when they engineered the stinking thing. It's going to be hellish.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, what did Geithner say? He said it's going to be the worst thing in our lives and last a long time. No kidding. They planned the whole deal. I told everybody this. Of course QE2 didn't fix anything. Of course tax increases aren't fixing anything. It's meant to destroy everything because the banksters are all exempt from the taxes they put on us. And you moron liberals won't get that through your stinking scumbag heads. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Great. I live in a pretty sheltered area, kind of central western Canada, north of Montana, North Dakota. Most people here don't know what's going on in western or eastern Canada, much less the rest of the world. So, I'm having a little bit of trouble waking people up here.
Well, not knowing what's going on is good. The New World Order likes that. That means they're not conspiracy theorists.
Exactly.
Being informed is evil, sir. In fact, you're even able to speak, which is a sign of evil. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm just wondering, would you or your staff want to do a little more, maybe a short special on how this would affect Canada?
Yeah, they're going to bankrupt you last because it's one of the Queen's holdings. And they always tell Ireland, you're the best in Europe now because you're doing what the globalists say. And then as soon as they enter the EU receivership contract, they're imploded and told they're the worst. They're going to absolutely implode Canada, devalue your currency, land grab, and then pose as your saviors, and they already have anti-free speech laws, anti-gun laws, CPSing your kids. Canada has some of the nicest, most gullible people on average, just as gullible as Americans, and you will be the last to be absolutely imploded.
What I was thinking is by the time it gets here, it's too late.
No. They're going to gang rape you last.
What about, do you know much about Harper? I know he went to Bilderberg in 2003. But
I mean, Harper had a no-confidence vote, so the Queen suspended Parliament three times for him, and Canadians don't want to admit that their whole system's run by the Queen of England under imperial charter under the Governor General. So I get emails saying, well, she suspends Parliament, there's going to be a new election. No, in two of the three cases, they just suspended it because they were about to vote their job and kick him out of there and bring in a new prime minister because they didn't like her agenda.
Do you know of any, like, the political parties here, are any of them, do any of them stand any chance?
What needs to happen is not even go off parties, go off individuals and a track record that they do what they say they're going to do. Even if a politician, you don't totally agree with them, if they're better overall and always do what they say they're going to do, they're good. But if somebody doesn't have a track record and promises you a bunch, then you got to look out. The biggest thing is waking the general public up, as Thomas Jefferson said, that tyrants will disappear like phantoms at dawn.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Okay, I need to continue with your calls. I want to continue with your calls, and we have guests coming up, too. You know, I start ranting and raving and screaming because we got to break people's trance. I never yelled and screamed because it was an effective way to wake people up. I yelled and screamed because I get angry, because it's so obvious to me. Look, they're robbing us. They're scamming us. It's like Rowdy Piper and They Live trying to make the guy put the sunglasses on. Just look. Just don't trust them. Look beneath the surface. Start questioning. That's the metaphor. You put the glasses on, you see the monsters. Well, you start investigating history and current governments. That's why I woke up, folks. I'm a history buff. And if you know history, this stuff is always going on. And the fact that they were telling us that you're a conspiracy theorist, if you're saying don't trust government. I mean, if you don't stay on top contractors building your house, you're in for a ride. If you don't stay on top employees, you're in trouble. If you don't stay on top your relationship, you're in trouble. But, oh, let's just let the national security apparatus do whatever it wants. Governments killed 200 plus million people last century, and they're gearing up to make that look like child's play. Let's go to Kyler in Texas, then Pamela and others. Kyler, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi, welcome.
Hey, I've woken up. I've watched your documentary.
Can you speak up for me? Because I can barely hear you.
Okay. Woke up. I watched your documentaries and stuff, and I saw, like, the work that you've done. And a lot of the stuff you did, I didn't believe it a lot, but I looked it up, and I confirmed it. It was pretty excited to know that it's real.
It is exciting in a scary way. How old are you, Kyler?
15.
Well, you saw one of my films and looked up the information?
Yeah, like, especially like the radio show, like right now you say a lot of stuff and I'm like, wow, crazy. And then I go look it up, you're right.
Have you looked up the Rockefeller Foundation with patents on cancer viruses in your vaccines and sterilants in your vaccines?
Yep, all that stuff. Right.
Yeah, because, you know, me personally, I get mad when I learn they're doing that. And when I see TV ads telling people to go line their kids up, and I see little kids with their parents at grocery stores, I want to run up and warn them, please don't inject your children. And sometimes I do, even though they get mad at me, because I know these murderers are soft-killing our children, and I'm angry about it because I'm normal. I'm normal. And you're normal now, too, Kyler. This stuff existed before you knew it existed. Now you know it exists. Do you have a burning desire to warn everyone you know?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, the other day I was at Walgreens, and then, like, they were like, oh, we'll come to parties to give you the immunizations for the flu shot. And I'm like, why in the heck would they come over to parties to give you a flu shot? What are they trying to do?
That was a psychological warfare pitch. I've read about that. They say the word party, associating getting the shot with a party. And it's also meant to familiarize, like, party, friend, I'm friend, come close. And then, right there, you know. Of course, the mindless drone giving you the shot is compartmentalized, doesn't even know why they're told to give you that script.
Yep. Anyways, I wanted to talk about, like, the education system today, because, like, we're being totally brainwashed and indoctrinated. Like, I'm sure because you have kids and you probably know what's going on. But
well, mine are homeschooled, but they do go to some homeschooling school events. But even there we run into some of it, but it's great folks overall. Tell me what they're teaching you at the government training camp.
They're teaching us basically to buy into evolution, everything, and, like, Darwin. And then they're also teaching us about global warming and overpopulation. And then I have a here with me that talks about it. It's by Thomas L. Friedman called Hot, Flat, and Crowded. And basically we were forced to read the entire thing, every single word, and then take quizzes over it at the end of every week and to basically just brainwash ourselves with it. And I'll read you the back of it real quick if you want.
Oh, yes, tell me.
It says, green is the new red, white, and blue.
Ah!
Right, so let's just destroy the American flag for the sake of defending the earth. And it goes on to say, Thomas L. Friedman declares and proposes that a national strategy is needed to save the planet and to make America healthier, richer, more innovative, more productive, and more secure. Green-oriented practices and technologies are the only way to mitigate climate change.
And by the way, all that sounds good. When you get the real documents, it's about cutting resources off to countries so they implode financially. And then, here's the London Guardian sending in the UN Green Helmets. That's the new group. after your country's imploded or after they use weather weapons on you. UN wants green helmet climate arming. UN Security Council to consider climate change peacekeeping. So see, when they invade Libya, it's peace. And when they invade your country, it's for the earth. Good job, Kyler. More calls coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Midway point in this global transmission. I will get to Pamela, Sean, Brian, Annetta, Mike, and others when Webster Tarpley leaves us at the start of the next hour. I got to get into Rick Perry. The NAPA superhighways are back, charging people three times for already paid for existing roads, and it's even in the Texas papers admitting it's a scam. I heard two different local talk radio shows yesterday talking about how it was a scam. I mean, I didn't hear this stuff 5 years ago, where the star witness is killed in the Rupert Murdoch case, and the police say nothing to worry about, and the public suddenly doesn't buy it spontaneously. Or the banksters come out with a new bailout and no one buys it. Or they're pushing more toll road scams and no one buys it. so much good is happening. The carbon taxes are falling apart in Europe and Australia. The big papers in Australia say that it's dead. Now, they play possum. It is technically dead, but they're going to try to bring it back. The point is, we kick globalist hind in when we take the field and stop being gullible and buying into whatever narrative they put out. I mean, it's like being a child. Being 3 years old, my parents saying Santa comes down the chimney, and I said he's too fat to come down our chimney. We had a little bitty chimney. And my dad sat there for about 10 minutes trying to convince me, and he finally said, son, you're right, there is no such thing as Santa Claus. It's the difference between fiction and nonfiction. You know when you're reading a fiction book. When these politicians put out this fake narrative, it is a fiction. The whole debt limit ceiling garbage is a fiction. We're technically already defaulted. The communist Chinese have said that. Ron Paul has said it. Every economist we've had on have said it. They're going into QE3. Bob Chapman said a month ago, 2 months ago, he said they're going to continue QE3, and they already are. And he gave the numbers. And then now they admit they are. But they said they weren't. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a new level of lying. And that shows the ruling class is in trouble. We're going to talk to Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley of history, also an economist here in a moment. He just got back from a long stay in Tripoli under bombardment. What's the news? Is Gaddafi really going to leave? Why are the French now saying, hey, let's have a ceasefire? What's really going on? If anybody knows, Tarpley knows. Big scandal brewing in the papers in Italia, in Italy. Because now it looks like Berlusconi has been shipping arms into Gaddafi. Talk about playing both sides of it. It's like Halliburton when there's sanctions against Iran had a side deal where only they could ship things in. Dick Cheney, man, these people are evil. But continuing, I want to tell you about a few of the special offers we've got. Remember, we're not funded by the New World Order. We're not funded by David Rockefeller. Plus, these are great films and books at incredibly low prices. We are funded by you. And if you believe in what we're doing, buy the books, the videos, the DVDs, the T-shirts, the ball caps. I mean, we've got so many great shirts that help meet like-minded people and get the word out and support our broadcast. We have so many great films that I've produced. Also, the best films I see, we carry in the shopping cart at Infowars.com. It's quite a large apparel slash book slash film store. So check it out online. We also have our Amazon account. It's rated, whatever it is, 4 or 5 stars, whatever the most stars are you can get. We got links to all those at Infowars.com right now. We got 3 different shopping carts to choose from. We've got a deal running till the end of the month because Bohemian Grove's going on right now. 2 films that are normally $24.95 together, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death, $19.95 for this bad boy to really see what the globalists are into. And then I comboed it. You get it free. When you get this film for $9.95, free, Invisible Empire, New Order Defined, our latest produced film out of my operation, directed by Jason Burmes, a long film, excellent film, gets into Bohemian Grove, gets into Skull and Bones, gets into narcotics trafficking, gets into their entire system, their Invisible Empire, a New World Order Defined, great film, free with the two. So you get 3 films for $19.95. Three films from 1995, and Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, Mark Dice's latest book, absolutely free. 3 films in a book, 1995, and we don't really make much profit on that, but we make some, and it helps run the operation. And while you're there, we've got a lot of other books and videos and T-shirts available at Infowars.com. And I almost forgot. Again, I tend to not plug for an hour and a half and then go into Plugville, because if we don't, we also won't be here. You need to understand that. We'll run out of gas. So buy your war bonds in the fight against the globalist, Infowars.com. We didn't go with a cheap water bottle that does hundreds and hundreds of gallons. We went with a Made in America, again, Made in the USA filtration system, stainless steel, BPA-free. This is the Mercedes-Benz of portable, handheld, stainless steel water filter. I think they're $34. It costs us like $25 or something. So the point is, and that's when we bought them in bulk. You can't get these in stores for that price. So Infowars.com, super high quality water filtration system. And it says Infowars.com down on the bottom of this high-quality system. So available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Now, going to Webster Griffin Tarpley. Dr. Tarpley, do you want to get into the Libya situation first, the economy, or this whole News Corps scandal where the star witness magically dies and within minutes of finding the body, the cops say, not criminal, go away, we're not going to release details, go to sleep. I mean, everything is accelerating. The world is getting crazier and crazier. So we talk about the war, the so-called default, or the News Corps situation.
Why don't we do Libya first and then move on quickly to the other two?
Sure, go ahead.
The whole thing. Basically, on Libya, I think the main thing to understand is that the coalition of aggressor imperialist countries that's attacking Libya is tending to fall apart. We have Norway, which provided 10% of the airstrikes on Libya with their six jets, have cut that to four, and by the end of the month it'll be zero. So Norway is essentially going home. The Netherlands had provided six jets. They now say they will not do any more bombing. They will only do the no-fly zone, the interdiction that is going on there. And here in the United States, we just had a vote on the Kucinich resolution in the House of Representatives 10 days ago, where you had 229 warmongers lining up against 199 who were in favor of cutting the funding and ending this military adventure. So that is a margin.
Hold on. It's not military. It's kinetic, and it's peace. Tarpley, don't be a conspiracy theorist here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just incorrigible. It's a 15-vote margin. Now, think about that. 15 votes. You're 15 votes away from having the House on record against this war and in favor of cutting off the funding. That would be a tremendous political...
They normally sign on headlong to anything. This is big to show that they have almost become anti-war or anti-peace, I'm sorry, in the House of Representatives.
Well, a lot of these are people from the Tea Party, and again, you know, I don't agree with them on much else, but on this one, I think that's fine, and they should therefore go ahead and do their thing.
Tarpley, I think you've been stereotyping the Tea Party. It's a very diverse group of people.
Well, the ones you see in the House of Representatives all say exactly the same thing. They have the same mantra, which I don't agree with for one minute. But still, let them do some good. I think it's likely that these people in the Tea Party are going to get leaned on by Wall Street. Wall Street is telling them right now...
No, they admit that Boehner is twisting their arms to give us this fake, quote, austerity package that does nothing to fix the derivatives bubble.
Yeah, we don't want the austerity and we don't want the derivatives either. But I think when you look at somebody like Mitch McConnell, Mitch McConnell has gotten a message from Wall Street, raise the debt limit or else. And I think there are separate reasons that make that a plausible idea. But he's been told, do this or else, and he's going to have to force these House Tea Party guys to knuckle under. Once they've finished with that, they're going to be very humiliated and very angry, and they're going to be looking around for an issue where they can go against Obama. And Libya is the perfect issue, because here, Obama is now many, many months into impeachment territory, right? He's violating the War Powers Act. He was supposed to get permission by 60 days. That was May 20th. And then he was supposed to get out by June 20th. That was 90 days. And we're now above 120 days, and he's still going ahead with this.
Yeah, he says he doesn't need Congress. But you, describe what you saw in Libya. And then let's get into the real meat and potatoes here, Webster. What do you make of France and Italy saying they want to broker a peace deal? Is there anything to that? Is there anything to Gaddafi stepping down but then allowing real elections? What's the inside baseball on that?
Well, remember, Gaddafi, in technical terms, has no official post. Now, there's no doubt that he's the dominant personality running this entire thing. But in terms of stepping down, what do you step down from? Does it mean he has to go into exile? I don't think any of that is likely to happen, because I've seen in that demonstration that you put on your program there on Friday, July 1st, after we got finished with that, I went down and went into the crowd and talked to a lot of people, and they're all very heavily invested in Gaddafi, and I think with some reason. Essentially, the choice is Gaddafi or chaos. So whatever you think of Gaddafi, he's better than chaos. And from the Libyan perspective, I think even more so.
Yeah, it's more like Tito in the Bosnia area. And then after he was removed, the whole place disintegrated.
Yes, that's a very good comparison. I don't think
okay, then why do we suddenly see France saying, okay, we want peace, and Italy saying that? What does that signal? Because they're still moving towards the September-October ground invasion.
The Italians, Berlusconi said last week that he thought the whole thing had been a terrible mistake and that he had been forced into it by the Italian parliament. Now, the Italian parliament in this case means something calling itself the Democratic Party, which is the neo-communists. And remember, Italy has a neo-communist president, Napolitano. That guy was a member of the Italian Communist Party. So these people, unfortunately, far from being communists, work for the CIA and for Soros. That's essentially that's where they're coming from. So they're pro-war. They're pro-NATO warmongers.
It's the communoid banker
yes.
System.
Yes, something like that. The bankers, communists for finance capital or something like this, which is to some degree what they always were, right? Going back to Marx. But the Italian situation is, strangely enough, there you also have a right-wing opposition. It's the Northern League, right? The old Lombard League, now the Northern League, and they're demanding that this thing be brought to an end. And that would pretty much end the whole adventure because all the key bases that are being used to carry this out are pretty much...
So is it safe to say from your research, and I would concur with this, that momentum is now shifting away from a ground invasion and the war is falling apart for NATO?
I think it may be, and it's also the case that the Libyan pro-Gaddafi forces have done quite well for themselves lately. The rebels are manic. They make these very unwise advances. And you've had two cases now in the past week where the rebels have rushed forward and then gotten mowed down, right? When you have 10 to 15 dead on the battlefield in this kind of a war, that's a lot. And if you have 100 to 200 wounded, that's a lot. And we've had that last week, and now we've got it again today. So that's quite serious. So the rebels are very weak. They're a rabble in arms. The French are flying in weapons to the Western Mountains. That violates the UN resolution. The British and the U.S. are shipping in weapons through Egypt across the Egyptian border. That violates the U.N. resolution. They don't care about the U.N. resolution. So I think that the political support for this is collapsing. Also, it has to do with the tremendous financial difficulties of a lot of these governments. The real question is France and Sarkozy. And I've just seen a news bulletin going by in the crawl that the French are now willing to talk without the departure of Gaddafi being the precondition. Is that right?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Actually,
yeah.
They said that yesterday.
Okay, fine. So that's where
that's what I've been bringing up. Yeah,
I think it may well be that some of them want to cut their losses because the only way they can do anything more is to have that ground invasion. And then, of course, you get into the body bags and a tremendous wave.
Yeah, you run into 2 million North Africans that have been handed AK-47s and grenade launchers that you witness in that crowd of at least a half a million ready to die. That is not going to be a cakewalk.
No, it's not. So I think this is a piece of absolute folly. Plus, it's very expensive in monetary terms. So I think it may well be that some more greater realism is coming forward, except that you've got Sarkozy and to some degree Obama who have tied their prestige to this, but especially Sarkozy. So it's going to be a big personal defeat for Sarkozy if this doesn't end with the departure of
Gaddafi. What do you make of the Dominique Strauss-Kahn thing turning out to be a complete fraud?
Well, that I think this is an interesting scenario, and I have this from a very good French source and from a good German source too. The week after his arrest, Strauss-Kahn was going to fly to Berlin and meet with German Chancellor Merkel. And depending on the outcome of that meeting, an envoy was going to go from Berlin to Libya, to Tripoli, to meet Gaddafi and his circle. And the goal of all of this traveling was to begin to set up another reserve currency for the world, that is some alternative supplement maybe at the beginning to the dollar, something that would not replace the dollar immediately. It would be the pilot project that would exist alongside the dollar.
Well, he'd been talking about the end of the dollar in the month before they set him up.
Yes, so this was what Gaddafi had been talking about, you know, a gold-backed currency for Africa. There are all kinds of possibilities here. But that was Strauss-Kahn's plan for the week that never was for him, because he was arrested on the weekend, and that week never began for him. So it means that similarly to Saddam Hussein, right? Saddam Hussein had shifted all of his money out of the dollar into the euro. The oil for food fund went from the dollar to the euro due to the influence of Saddam Hussein. So in this case, it's Gaddafi, but also joined by Germany, also joined by Strauss-Kahn. So it seems that the
reason the banksters are devaluing the dollar, they want an incremental dollar devaluation to drive down every other currency. The stated policy of global concerted coordinated devaluation, they don't want a move away from the dollar and then other currencies to go up. They want a global hyperinflationary depression to consolidate control. So this is the key juncture for the Anglo-American elite, correct?
Well, maybe we get into that because it's a complicated situation.
Now, let's break down the debt ceiling, the technical default the Chinese have been talking about on the other side of Webster Griffin Tarpley, then your phone calls. Then I'm getting into Rick Perry, the Al Gore former chief of staff, now being worshipped by Republicans. And if you Republicans go for Rick Perry, you're just as dumb as the Obama supporters. You people are as dumb as a box of rocks, some of you.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
you're on the road, you have to do what you need.
I'd like to have a another kiss, another.
All right, we got Webster 5 minutes to the next hour, then I'll get to your calls and into the whole situation with the toll roads all over the country. One of the biggest scams out there. We're exposing the whole carbon tax fraud. Next is the globalist power grab where they buy your politicians off and then they hand your existing roads over to the toll road companies who've been caught engaging in all sorts of chicanery. But Webster, looking at the economy, we suddenly have Geithner 2 weeks ago on Meet the Press saying it's going to be the worst time of our lives. It's going to be the hardest time. It's going to last a long time. So they've gone from saying we're in the middle of a boom, which everybody knew was asinine, to going, my gosh, it's going to be horrible. You better give us trillions more in bailout. You better cut your services, raise taxes, and pay it all to offshore banks. That will fix it when it's a black hole that we know is impossible to pay, induced via fraud. So where is this going? I mean, it looks like the Obama hoax, their front man to sell austerity, is absolutely evaporating.
Well, I think we have to start, first of all, with the fact that Italy has now joined Greece and Spain, Greece, Spain, Portugal, Ireland in this euro crisis. Now, once you have the 2000...
But that was planned. I mean, they're just taking... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, planned. It's a world economic depression, right? We have London going down in 2007, 2008. We have a bubble in New York going down. Every bank in Wall Street bankrupt in September of 2008. And now you've got the same thing coming home in the European government bonds, but also the European banks. If you take a look at Commerzbank, the second largest bank in Germany, they seem to be in some kind of a downward spiral that looks very much like Lehman Brothers. And people are looking at Bank of America here in the United States in somewhat the same framework. It is a world economic depression. Now, that means that in order to get out of that, you've got to have a recovery program. What will not help you, and I repeat, not, is a chaotic, deflationary panic crash of the whole thing, which is what the Austrian school, I guess, always prefers, right? That you've got to have the highest possible unemployment, liquidate stocks, liquidate bonds, liquidate the farmer, liquidate labor, liquidate everybody. That simply won't work. Now, concerning this debt limit, the problem that you face is that the productive economy of the world is stuck together with the zombie banks, the hedge funds, and their derivatives. If you want to separate them, that is exactly what should be done. That's what I've been fighting for quite a while. If you want to know how to do that, at the top of my website, toplee.net, there's a 5-point program that explains a whole series of measures how to do that. You've got to basically
bring Glass-Steagall back, triage the debt, arrest the banksters who the Senate committee admit have engaged in fraud.
Yeah. Ban some derivatives. Ban credit.
And give out 0% credit to small businesses.
Yeah, precisely. And all these things. At that point, you can cut loose the speculators, the zombie banks, and let them go down. But the way to do that is not to have the bankruptcy of the United States. We basically have two choices.
No. They're, at the end of their road, they mean to bankrupt us, they admit. Instead of them being bankrupted, they created the fraud to bankrupt us, but they're the authors of it, they own it, and we're not going to cut them loose. We're going to put them in handcuffs.
All right, fine, which is fine. And that, in many cases, criminal prosecutions are still long overdue from 2007, 2008. But generally the proposition is, either the United States will put Wall Street, the hedge funds, and the rating agencies into bankruptcy receivership and a lot of them in jail, or the Wall Street characters, the zombie banks, the hedge funds, and the rating agencies will decree the bankruptcy and the destruction of the United States. Now, in that case, you get neo-feudalism. You get something worse than what you had in Europe during the Dark Ages, because at least they had a church to provide.
Well, that's what I want to talk about, because, I mean, this is not something to scare you, folks. I'm scared. I mean, the road we're going down is absolute, total post-industrial, complete collapse. And it's not like the Depression when most people were self-sufficient. Back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.